I warn you,
the Vazlar leader had said.
The Sanai Mana clan will not stand idly by while you defile their domain. Wherever you go, or how far, their relentless and righteous anger will hunt you to the edge of the galaxy and beyond. The lords of Sanai never abandon their property.
After which they suddenly burst out of the warehouse, guns blazing, only to go down under the weapons of the Vox-H troopers, bloodily slain to the last. After that, the evacuation proceeded with remarkable smoothness. Some hitches, a minimum of argument and controversy, although there were a few minor aggravations when officials in Tangier thought they were being passed over for supposedly better quarters aboard the Nestinar. Most of the time, Cao Chi was in constant contact with Quebecri, helping direct aid to the old and the sick, as well as the hungry and the weak. Some of the images that crossed his screens deepened his anger towards the Sanai thieves. Population totals for the districts were vital when it came to reckoning boarding numbers for the transports. The reckoning for Yao Tai was roughly 4,400. Tangier, about 9,100, and Shibei, at 10,158, according to a wizened old census taker. The provisional estimate was 23,700, which all three transports were capable of sustaining with space to spare. The Nestinar was larger than the Marzana, but had wider boarding gantries, allowing for a smooth embarkation mostly free from complications and bottlenecks. And, as fate would have it, throughout the whole operation, three pregnant women went into labour while waiting in line, and another did the same during the ascent to orbit. In the event, both the Marzana and the Nestinar made two pickup runs, transferring some to the troop ship Vitazul. This left the Vitazul more than two-thirds full, with over 11,000 colonists, and the other two loaded almost to capacity, with a grand total of 24,082. And from the arrival of Kubachik's Marauder to the departure of the last colonists aboard the Nestinar, the entire evacuation took nearly 14 hours. By the bleached light of a cold, hazy morning, Cao Chi stood leaning against the black hull of a Marauder, watching the Nestinar's gantries retracting and its ports sealing as the suspensors came online. The antigrav helices drew in air and dust and grit with a sharp rushing sound. Then the ship rose, jet thrusters manoeuvring, sending it on its ascending trajectory. Minutes later, it was a dot dwindling in the high distance. Cao Chi then looked about him at the rounded barren hills, the mountain's stony slopes, and the gaping entrance to the colony's now vacant tunnels. Belongings of every kind lay scattered on the ground, clothing, toys, curtains, pots and pans, even pieces of furniture, all the things that the colonists were repeatedly told would not be allowed on board. Nearby, an open book lay with its pages flapping lazily in the faint breeze. Illustrations of trees by pools, birds on branches, solitary travellers walking in the shade of towering peaks. More of this jetsam could be seen down at the landing zone. Fragments of people's lives, cherished heirlooms that had had to be abandoned. He sighed, went to the Marauder's open hatch and climbed in alongside the last squad of Vox Humana troops.